Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan, after he got COVID. And I've been doing a lot of the stuff that he recommended in his podcasts and, you know, on the phone to me. And I'm going to have the best immunity possible now based on the 2.5 million person study from Israel that people who get COVID and recover have the most robust immunity. And I'm thankful for people like Joe stepping up and using their voice. I'm thankful for my medical squad. And I'm thankful for all the love and support I've gotten. But I've been taking monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, zinc, vitamin C and D, HCQ, and I feel pretty incredible.
Oh, hell yeah.
One of many things said on the Pat McAfee Show today by fake smart guy Aaron Rodgers.
That punter who wears tank tops.
The punter who wears tank tops is how we're referring to the Pat McAfee
That's
Show.
That's amazing. It's one thing for us to talk about, Aaron, just like you said in the tease, and it you know, and people think that we have thoughts or we bring our own, fandom to it or bring our own personal, ideas with it. But science and facts and truth exist, and it's nice to have the opportunity to put some of that out in the world.
So joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. It's been far too long. He is an infectious disease physician at Advocate Aurora Health, Dr. Rob Sitchenberg. And I think your title has changed like two or three times. So is that even the correct title for you right now, doctor?
It still is, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So what we said in the text message was we were going to just play what Aaron Rodgers said, and then you could respond. So why don't we just start by you responding to what he just said there in the clip coming in?
Well, there was a lot to unpack there. First, he's consulting with someone who's not a physician and not trained in infectious diseases, so that should be a red flag just from the start. The regimen that he described, it sounds like he got some monoclonal antibodies for treatment, but the regimen that he described of zinc and all the other things, there's really no value to that. There's no science that supports their use. And he also made a claim that you get the most robust immunity from having had prior COVID. So the truth is you do get immunity when you have COVID. There's no doubt about it. But there was actually just a recent study published by the CDC this past week that showed among people who are currently hospitalized with COVID, who've had it before, your risk of being hospitalized is 5.5 times higher if you're unvaccinated compared to being vaccinated. So he's not right about that. He's only right that you do get some immunity from prior infection, but it's not good enough. In fact, the best immunity you can get is if you get vaccinated after you've had COVID. That really revs up your immune system. So that's actually the very best strategy. But what he said simply isn't true.
Okay. We're going to keep playing this game here of Aaron Rodgers says, and then doctor says, and then, here it is. Here's the next thing from Aaron Rodgers.
If you weren't in the vaccinated category, you were in a different category, which involved some draconian measures and protocols that you would have to adhere to. which in my opinion were not based on science. We're more based in a shame-based environment to try and get as many guys to get vaccinated as possible.
Do you believe that the protocols that workplaces like the NFL and others are putting in to require and encourage vaccinations are not based in science?
They're very much based in science. In fact, the NFL last year did a phenomenal job with their testing policy. They didn't miss a single game last year because of the testing policy, which was deeply rooted in science. It's actually now been adopted by other organizations or how well the NFL did it. So it absolutely is true. So if you are unvaccinated, you are at much, much higher risk for getting COVID and for transmitting it. We know we talk about these breakthrough infections that vaccinated people get, which are definitely occur, but they only occur in about 5% of people who are vaccinated. The other 95% never get breakthrough infections. So by far the biggest risk for the spread of COVID is unvaccinated people. And what the testing protocols do is they keep those people out of the workplace when they're sick.
So what do you think about somebody who openly flaunts those kind of protocols, including coming to press conferences unmasked because he thinks everybody here is vaccinated, so why should I bother?
You know, well, it's a big problem when celebrities use their pedestal to promote misinformation because they have a very large audience, and it's very discouraging for us in medicine to try to counter that because these celebrities do have such a wide audience, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Jenny McCarthy or other people who promote vaccine misinformation. It's very dangerous. And actually what it does is it costs lives because people listen to it and they get sick and die because they listen to bad information. So it's really discouraging.
Let's hear some more Aaron Rodgers with Dr. Rob Sitrenberg.
To my knowledge, there has been zero long-term studies around sterility or fertility issues around the vaccines. So that was definitely something that I was worried about. And that went through my mind. Now, obviously, having an allergy to an ingredient, it took me off of being able to take the mRNA anyway. But that, even if I didn't have that, that would be something that would give me a little bit of pause because we don't know what the long-term effects of these are. There's still clinical trials going on through 2023. So to just like when people just say, oh, just get the jab. Well, first of all, everybody's body is different, number one. And second of all, there's a lot of things we don't know about this.
Doctor?
Well, again, he's wrong. So there's abundant data. There's been over 400 million doses of the vaccine given in this country. I think about 2 billion around the world. There's not a single shred of evidence that promotes that concept of fertility, issues of fertility or infertility related to the vaccine, not one. This just started last year in Europe. It was a rumor that went around. It gained a lot of traction, but there's not even a remote shred of evidence to support what he said about any fertility issues whatsoever.
Okay. Let's hear some more from Aaron Rodgers, please.
If the vaccine is so safe, then how come the manufacturers of the vaccine have full immunity? So let's just step back and realize, like, this vaccine is revolutionary, the things that they're doing. However, we don't know a whole lot about it. And to just say that it's a blanket for all that ails you, in my opinion, is wrong and reckless.
Doctor?
We do know a lot about the vaccine. You know, you had me on, I think, about a year ago when we just learned about the vaccine coming out. Then, truthfully, we didn't know anything about that vaccine. Now we know a ton about the vaccine. We have so much experience with it. It is very safe. It's very effective. And that is actually, you know, we're in a pretty good place right now. Even though COVID's not gone, the pandemic phase is starting to end, and that's only because of the vaccine. The development of these vaccines in such a rapid period of time is one of the most miraculous scientific advancements in our lifetimes. It really is. It can't be overstated how miraculous the technology is that allowed people to be vaccinated. And even though we've had over 700,000 deaths from COVID in this country, had we not had a vaccine, the best estimates of that number would probably be around 2 million. So I can't overstate how valuable the vaccines have been. And we do know a lot about the vaccines. We now have, you know, over a year of study with no long-term adverse effects. And you know, when he talks about we don't know about the long-term effects of the vaccine, what we do know about is the long-term effects of COVID. So we know how many people die from it, and we also know that up to 30% of people who get infected have these symptoms of so-called long COVID, which can really be disabling. So he's kind of wrong on both counts there.
So what is the effect of the vaccine hesitancy that is created and made worse by this kind of misinformation being spouted by a celebrity? What has the effect been nationally of vaccine hesitancy?
Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers has a lot of fans, as do many celebrities do that. So the effect is really, it's detrimental to the vaccine cause. And fortunately, we still managed to get, I think, around 270 million Americans vaccinated, but there's still many millions more who aren't, who listen to this and as if it's the gospel. It simply isn't. And we've been saying from the very beginning to please get your information from reliable and reputable sources. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is not one. Joe Rogan's not one. And all the other celebrities who spout this stuff, they're just not reputable sources. They have their own agendas for promoting this, but it's really, really detrimental. And I believe it's actually cost people their lives. You know, we still have people in our hospitals, unvaccinated people who are dying from COVID. Those are completely preventable deaths.
Dr. Rob Citrenberg is our guest. He's an infectious disease physician at Advocate Aurora Health, responding to what Aaron Rodgers said today on the Punter in a Tank Tops show. Let's hear from more Aaron Rodgers.
So this idea that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated is just a total lie. And I go back to, like, these two questions for the, you know, for this woke mob. Like, number one, if the vaccine is so great, then how come people are still getting COVID and spreading COVID and unfortunately dying from COVID? Like, if the vaccine is so safe, then how come the manufacturers of the vaccine have full immunity?
Dr. Citrenberg?
Well, I can't comment on the vaccine manufacturers. That was an arrangement that they had with the government in a way to help promote the early development of the vaccine. But you know, Aaron Rodgers has a very high football IQ, but based on the statements he's made publicly, the same can't be said for his medical IQ. He is completely wrong. So this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Right now in hospitals across the country, about 95% of people who are hospitalized with COVID and anywhere between 95 and 97% of people who die from COVID are unvaccinated. So you think about a hospital that has, it's overloaded with COVID patients. Let's say a hospital has 100 COVID patients, take 95 of them and send them home, because that's what you'd be able to do if they were all vaccinated. So simply, you know, that statement is a very dangerous statement that it's absolutely is a pandemic of the unvaccinated at this point. And I feel bad for people who are so misinformed that they believe this and they're going to end up getting sick and dying from it. And, you know, he did talk about, well, if the vaccine's so great, why do people still get COVID? Well, yes, we talked about that. So breakthrough infections do occur, but only about 5% of people who get the vaccine, the other 95% never have a breakthrough infection. Yet every single unvaccinated person is at risk for developing COVID.
Last cut that we have for you, and then I'll have a few quick follow-ups with Dr. Citrenberg, but this is the last thing we wanted you to respond to from Aaron Rodgers.
Has any member of the health staff this entire time got up and actually talked about real health? Have they talked about exercise, a healthy diet, like eating real food, drinking water, taking vitamins, vitamin D deficiency and what that causes in the body? No, there hasn't been any of that.
Dr. Citrenberg?
Well, we talk about that every day, about the values of a good diet and exercise, but And certainly if you're in good shape, you're probably less likely to get really sick from COVID or die from it. But I think that's kind of an irrelevant argument. It's really deflecting the discussion away from vaccination.
All right, I wanted to just throw a few quick things here that we didn't touch on specifically. Aaron Rodgers says he has an allergy to something in the mRNA, right? The Moderna and the Pfizer vaccinations. Obviously, you don't know his exact medical history, but what is your experience with allergies for a person to those vaccines?
It is possible to be allergic to some of the ingredients in the vaccines. There's something called PEG or polysorbate 80, which are some of the ingredients of the vaccines, which some people have allergies to. But if that's the case, you can get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And the risk of severe allergy, what we call anaphylaxis, is between 2 and 5 people per million given the vaccine. So the risk of a severe allergic reaction is extraordinarily low, even if you have a known allergy to one of the components. So there are things that you can do, and there are alternates, and particularly the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be an alternate if you were concerned about an allergic reaction to one of the mRNA vaccines.
I've heard a lot of people, including Aaron Rodgers, cite the Israeli study. What do people need to know about that and its relevancy in this discussion?
Yeah, there was an Israeli study that showed that their conclusions were that your risk of reinfection was much lower if you had natural immunity compared to vaccination. That study has been heavily criticized for methodological flaws, including something called survivor bias, where you're not counting the people who died from COVID, you're only counting the people who survived it. So that study has, I don't want to say it's been discredited, but it's been really heavily criticized. The CDC study that was just published last week is a really well done study that shows just the opposite, that your risk is 5.5 times higher getting reinfected with COVID if you're not vaccinated versus being vaccinated.
Last one for me, ivermectin. What's the relevancy?
I struggle to figure out why this has become an issue. So ivermectin, you've probably heard about it. It's an anti-parasitic. We use it to treat some parasitic infections in people and things like certain kinds of scabies, and it's used in animals. There was some excitement a year and a half ago that in the lab, in the test tube, ivermectin had activity against this particular virus, but that has not translated into any clinical success. There's not, despite many articles being published, most of them are published in what we call preprints, which means they're not peer-reviewed or published in a journal. There's been many studies that have touted the use. There has not been a single well-conducted study that has shown a benefit of ivermectin in the prevention or treatment of COVID-19, not one. In fact, some of the studies have actually even been retracted because they were so flawed, and a couple were, one notably from Egypt, was pulled because it was fraudulent. So there is not a shred of science that supports the use of ivermectin for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19. And the problem is, it's not just the ivermectin. This ivermectin has been adopted by the anti-vaxxer community as an alternate to vaccination, and that's really dangerous. And I can tell you, we've seen people in our hospitals die from COVID who were taking ivermectin instead of being vaccinated. So I can't really understand how this became such a political issue. You know, there are drugs that are in development that are really good. Merck has a drug that was a couple of weeks ago that had really good data. And just today, Pfizer has a drug for COVID that prevented severe illness and hospitalization in 89% of people who took it. So those are real drugs. Ivermectin is not one and should never be used in the treatment of COVID.
Dr. Sitrenberg, we appreciate your time. You have been an invaluable resource to our show and radio station since the beginning of the pandemic. Thank you for your continued good work. Thank you.
Always my pleasure, Danny. Take care.
It's Dr. Rob Sitrenberg from Advocate Aurora Health.
I honestly just didn't want to say anything because he knows a hell of a lot more than me.
Yeah.
And any like ironic joke that I would make would only potentially weaken his message in some fool's minds.
good decision out of you.
Thanks. Thank
no,
you.
No Holocaust questions from the doctor.
No, I was going to say, like, so just how much are the drug companies paying you, doctor?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That kind of, like, to make a joke about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I get the joke. Yeah. I get the joke.
But I thought that wouldn't be worthwhile.
Good decision.
So I waited until now to do it.
Willie Colon at 4 o'clock, Parkinson's Spiegel on the screen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.